report most of our primary results using likelihood ratio tests. So likelihood ratio tests are not particularly familiar to even most clinicians, even though they actually reflect how clinicians think. The statistics themselves are not as familiar. So likelihood ratio tests come from a Bayesian perspective, which says that you've got some prior probability before doing a test or other endeavor of an event happening. And then following the test or the event, you come up with a posterior probability. And the likelihood ratio is a numeric reflection of how much the prior probability gets altered into the posterior probability. How that plays out mathematically is that likelihood ratio tests are functions of more commonly understood summary effects, such as sensitivity and specificity, as well as positive and negative predictive values. But unlike those measures, they are useful for updating pre-existing probabilities and not subject to some of the biases that those measures have embedded within them that relate to prevalence of the outcomes that are being predicted.